Date My Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Walter. This is season one, Date My Ex, with my ex-fiance, Kyle Lampe. Yay, hello. Kyle. Hello. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a little tired.
Okay.
Gotta be honest, this weather makes me not want to do anything.
Yeah, it's dark out.
It's cloudy, yeah.
So, you went on your date with Tara.
I did.
You went on your date with Tara. We're going to talk about it next week, in next week's episode, because here's what happened, you guys. So a couple days ago, we went to Swingers, which is a diner. Kyle picked Swingers. Why did you pick a diner?
I picked a diner because when we looked at her Instagram live on the other episode.
Tara's Instagram?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She had a highlight reel of... It's called yolk porn.
Yeah.
And I thought that was hilarious. And it's just her like popping yolks in a very sexual way. So I was like, let's take her to a diner so she can. I was really curious, like, what is it about the yolk that you like? What's with this yolk porn thing?
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny. So
it was really cute. She was very excited to know that you guys were going to Swingers and going to the diner. So here was the plan for today's episode. So they went to Swingers, and I was like, I just want you two to have a date with no interruptions. Like, your first date was in the studio. I was there the entire time. That's weird for a first date. I know that. So your actual first date, aka second date, I guess, but really like a first date, just you two. Was I outside around the corner? Yes. With our producer, Scotty? Yes. But we weren't like there during the date. And I wanted that. You two to really get to know each other. No interruptions. Me not sitting there like a weirdo. But the whole plan was, so I set up my cell phone. Because, of course, we're doing this on a podcast. So we mic'd you and Tara. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to capture the audio. I just set up my cell phone just to capture video. Because the plan was, on today's episode, basically I was going to clip moments from your date. And we were going to talk about them. Whether or not I was like... oh, this was a weird thing to say, or oh my God, you guys are so cute here. But this is what happened. So you guys have your date. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, we're like, okay, it's over. And they come out, they tell me. And I go home and I go to review and edit the date and cut those clips. And the entire time, I'm talking from like the moment the date started till the end, I was like, laughing. I felt like I was watching a TV show, like a rom-com. I was like laughing. My heart was warm. There were some serious things you guys talked about. I was hooked. And I was like, I don't know what to cut of this date. Like, the entire thing is amazing. So I swear, since this, you know, since we're kind of like, we were able to pivot and go wherever we want to go this season, I was like, I want the audience to see this entire thing pretty much. So we're going to air pretty much the entire date this episode. They're at Swingers. If you log on to the YouTube, hopefully it doesn't get taken down because I think there's a little like music in the background. But ideally, you know, the video will be on YouTube. You guys are going to hear the audio now. And it's just almost like a masterclass in dating. Your banter's amazing. You ask all the questions you should. You guys are bad. And Tara's amazing too. Like, it's really cute, and it feels like you're watching a rom-com. And so we're going to air that now. And then next week's episode, we are going to talk about what happened after and how you're feeling and all of that.
Okay.
So how do you feel about that?
I think that's great.
Okay.
I'm excited. Honestly, I'm excited to watch it back too, because, you know, when you get in a conversation with someone, it turns so many different ways.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see like how those little seeds are planted and how you got to what you were talking about.
Before we air the date, is there anything that happened, which we'll really dive into next episode, but after the date, how were you feeling versus after the date here in the studio? How are you feeling, like, the difference?
Yeah, big difference, to be honest with you. So – obviously, it's strange to meet someone for the first time with cameras facing you. You're here. We have these microphones in front of our face. And we try to be as authentic as possible. But, like, you're filming a show, right? Mm-hmm. So the way she presented herself on the couch over here is she's the same person through and through. It's just interesting when you see someone in a different setting – how that can change. Like, to be honest with you, I've been through the four in-studio dates with the girls.
Yeah.
Out of the four in-studio dates with the girls, Tara was the one that aligned most with like the type of person that I would want to be with. But that being said, even though after that first date here with Tara, I was like, yeah, she's cool. But then when she showed up for the date on, for the swingers, like I could tell that she really put some time into looking great here.
Yeah, she's but beautiful.
She's very beautiful. But she showed up and just like, I don't know what it is. It was just like there's something different about her, like a different type of charisma. Maybe it's because the cameras weren't there.
I was going to say, maybe it's because she could be more herself. Not like she wasn't fantastic. Right.
No.
But it's
like she's brighter. It's like someone turned her light bulb up a little bit.
Yeah.
And so we were back there and we got to kind of just really, instead of having it be questions that you're asked and then we're pitching answers back and forth, we kind of got to feel each other out more. It's like sparring.
Yeah.
It's like she would throw something at me, I'd throw something at her, and then it just snowballed. And I don't know, and like I said on the podcast before, I like to take people out in the daytime to really see them, you know, and not be like, not have the atmosphere color it. And she actually called me out on that on the date.
Yeah, you guys get into that. Yeah, we got into that. Yeah.
It rang true. That theory is true. It's like I got to see her for what she is in the daytime without any impingements of a vibe from a restaurant or like a fanciness. It was just like I'm sitting across from this really cool girl who looked beautiful and was really funny. And it was like, oh, I'm actually getting to see her in a different light. Like, oh, this person there's much more here than I initially thought in the studio.
Yeah.
Which is how it should go, I think.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I can't help it. We got to go back to, you said it's sort of like sparring. Dare I say like jujitsu of sorts?
I honestly, like, I'm so sick and tired of hearing you talk about jujitsu and the word jujitsu. It's like, I'm going to choke you out. You know what I mean?
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, on that sweet, sweet note, we are going to go ahead and let you listen to and watch this date. Enjoy.
Did you see me across the street? I was like thinking about jaywalking. I was like a squirrel. Like, should I go?
No, I didn't see you. I was in here. Okay. Did you see me?
Maybe. I was like, oh, is that? And then I was like, well, I can't cross here.
You're telling me you didn't recognize me from afar?
The back of
the
your head.
The one time we met, you, that's not enough.
No, I didn't get a good look at the back of your head.
So the reason why I chose this place
is
we looked at your Instagram.
Okay.
And I saw a highlight reel.
Yes.
That was called Yolk Porn.
Yes.
And I immediately clicked on that because I was like, I need to know more about
this.
Because I was alarmed at first. I thought maybe you had like a weird like yolk fetish, which I was like, listen, we can look past a lot of things.
Okay.
But I don't know about yolk. So I wanted to look at it.
Yes.
And I realized that you just are an egg aficionado.
Yeah, as it is stated in my Instagram bio.
Wow. Yeah. So I was like, well, let's put this to the test. Yeah. I want to see you dive into some yolk porn.
Okay. Yeah.
So I guess I'm telling you that you have to get eggs.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
No.
You can do whatever you want. How about this? I'm going to get an egg because I would like to hear why a yolk. What is it about? What makes
it
perfect
not
yolk?
Like,
it's very sexual. Hi, what's up? How are you?
Good.
We're great. I know we're going to eat. Yeah?
Yes.
I think we need a hot minute. Thank you.
No, yeah, you've never popped a yolk and, like, been aroused by it? My mom yelled at me one time because I filmed one, and she was like, why are you rubbing it like that?
Mm.
And she meant, like, the clit. And
wow. You know, live and you learn. I'm learning some new things. I've never really looked at that as like a sexual thing, but if you think about it.
But it's like if the food is so good and then like the yolk is like the sauce and you're just bringing it all together. Yeah.
So what if I didn't like a runny yolk? Is that a deal breaker?
No, it's more for me. I don't care.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I do love a runny yolk.
Okay.
I've never thought of it in a sexual way, but
I think people who are scared of runny yolks, though, that's like different.
Yeah, that's
like
weird to me.
Grow up.
Right. Seriously.
Bitch boy shit. Yeah.
Serious. Soft hands.
Yeah.
There's no soft hands over here.
Okay.
Okay? If I run my hands through your hair, it'll be like Velcro.
Oh, yeah. I have a little bit of that, too.
Do you? Let me see.
No, they're not.
I'll show you mine.
Okay.
Oh, you got some callies.
I do. I went to the gym this morning.
Some lizard hands?
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, you went to the gym. Tell me about your gym.
That is where I met Michelle.
Okay.
And sometimes we're good at exercising.
And then other times where we talk?
Hell yeah.
We just go there and talk?
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's called a mobility day.
Okay.
A little bit of stretching.
So when you decide to actually exercise.
Yeah, I actually exercised today.
Oh, wow.
But not too hard because we're going to exercise tomorrow.
Oh, okay. What is your preferred method of exercise?
That's the thing. Our gym's like a CrossFit gym. So they just like write everything up for
us. Oh, so it's a class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's nice. Well, we go to open gym, so you can do whatever you want.
Nice.
But we do the workout of the day.
What's the name of the gym?
Bars and Burn.
Bars and Burn. That's cute.
Where do you live? Because Jess and I were talking.
Are you going to murder me?
Maybe.
All right. What are you leaning towards? What's your jam? I know what I'm getting, but you go ahead.
Okay. I do love a Huevos Rancheros.
That's what I'm getting.
Really?
Yeah.
It might... I'm afraid that's, like, not a graceful eat.
Listen, I need to see you at your worst.
You said something last week that made me, like... What does he mean by that? You're like, I like a daytime date because I want to know what you really look like.
Yeah.
That, like, freaked me out.
Why? Is it too, like, personal?
No, I guess it's like, it's very easy to go like, what do I really look like? To like, who am I? And then you just like kind of spiral.
And you
from
have an
there.
Existential crisis. Yeah. You stay up at night, like thinking about your place in the universe.
Yeah.
Great. I'm glad I had that effect on you. No, what I meant by that is, I don't, when you're getting to know somebody, I like to take all other sprinkles out of it. Like a low lit romantic dinner. Can really
you can't see
I'm old, but you can also that can also really put a lens on who this what this experience was. I want to go to like what's the most bare bones experience because I want to experience you and not necessarily have the atmosphere change my feelings about things, you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
so I think I'm gonna be the same no matter where we go.
You are gonna be the same. I'm talking about my perception of you.
No.
And that's okay.
No. That's just like an interesting. I didn't realize men were so easily swayed.
We're dumb.
A little sprinkle.
When we see a pretty girl,
okay,
our brain starts to shut off, and we have to remember like, okay, she's pretty. But how is she? Who is she?
Oh.
Yeah. Right.
That's unfortunate.
That's how we get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I, you know. That's how I get out of trouble. Like, me?
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, me?
I couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I meant by seeing the daytime.
Okay.
Which, think about this. If it goes great in the daytime, the sun's out, it's very low-key, we're actually getting to know each other, imagine how awesome it would be with an ambiance, a candle, if you will.
Well, it depends. I mean, yeah, I guess. If you have, like, really bad table manners, like, it could... Very poorly.
Right, but and don't you want to see that in the broad daylight?
Yeah, you're right. You're so right.
See?
Because I've also done the thing where I have gone on like a fancy like candlelight thing. And I was like, oh, that was so fun.
Or was it just a fancy fun candlelight dinner?
It was just a fancy fun event.
You could literally put any avatar in there and
it
still would have been fun. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. See?
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Speaking of... seeing you.
Yeah.
Tell me about, so you're a writer.
Yes.
Is that something that you set out to do or did you fall into that and realize that you love that?
So, it's interesting. We were pretty like fucking broke when I was growing up and I thought I would just be like a nurse like every other Filipina out there. But I did have this talent. I was, like, young, winning, like, a bunch of, like, writing contests and stuff. And my mom, she was basically, like, you have this gift. Like, you need to at least try. Because if you try and fail, the worst thing that'll happen is that you'll be poor. Like, you already are.
Well, and you can always be a nurse.
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah. I guess that's never off the table.
Right.
But yeah, she kind of like pushed me to like pursue it. And then, yeah, I went to college for like film and television production. And then I moved to Hawaii. I think we talked about this a little bit last time. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of been my path, I guess, ever since I was like 16.
Yeah.
So.
Where do you see it ending for you? Like, what's the end goal?
Oh my God. What a fun question to answer when I'm like spiraling career-wise these days because the industry is so bad.
Yeah, it is.
If I stay in the industry, one day maybe running a show.
Okay.
But that's very, very hard. You have to really love it. I've seen how much like misery showrunners, like their lives are not happy. I don't want to be one of those showrunners.
Okay.
So I would settle for being like an EP on a show and making like $1 million a year.
EP?
Executive producer.
Okay, cool. I know nothing about
more than
$1 million
a year. So.
They make more than $1 million a year?
Probably, yeah.
You think you could live on more than $1 million a year?
I can make,
you can
it,
make
work.
It work. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. Cool. That's awesome. All right. What about besides career?
The what?
What besides career?
Besides.
What do you vision for your life? What do you want?
I would love to own a house someday.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can do that with $1 million a year.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Not my kind of house.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
I know. I would hope to have like a long-term partner.
Okay.
But if it doesn't happen, I don't think I would be heartbroken either. I'm like very happy on my own. I have like
it's
a lot of
you.
Peace in
okay.
my life right now.
That's cool.
It would take someone pretty special, I think, to like disturb said peace.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Open to kids, but I can't help but feel like with every day that passes, it's less likely.
Mm.
I don't know. You're asking me what my dreams are, and I feel like they're so like weighed down by reality. And it's like sad.
It's okay. Listen, do you honestly really think that you won't find somebody?
I guess I'm not living my life with that being a priority.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if they find, they would like, they literally have to find you.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm easy to find.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I don't know. What about you? What's your life going to look like in 10 years?
I have like such a specific vision for like if I close my eyes, I can see it.
Okay.
I just can't see the person. You know when you have a dream about somebody? You know who they are, but you can't see their face.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Okay.
It's like I see a woman in my life. I see like me walking down this is crazy, I know, but me walking down the stairs of this like custom home
mm-hmm.
that I built and like making coffee in the morning, and I have a gym in the garage and I work out there, and like we have this awesome backyard that like I can see the sunrise and sunset in. I take like the kid to school every day.
How many
one kid.
Only one.
Yeah. Take one kid to school every day.
Yeah.
My schedule is free enough that I can like meet my wife for lunch in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
I pick the kid up from school. We have family time. It's like, you know, pizza nights on Fridays. We, you know, do all that thing, obviously, until the kid has grown up and doesn't want to hang out with us anymore. But but yeah, that's kind of like how I envision it. Like I wish I could hook your brain into my brain so you could see like what the living room looks
You're
like.
You're painting a pretty clear picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it's pretty detailed. Now, is that going to come to fruition? Who knows? Life's
okay.
crazy. But at least I have like an idea of what it might be like.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? There might be one Friday night where I look down at pizza on the table, and then there's my wife and there's a kid and we're watching a movie, and I go, holy shit, I did it. But,
oh,
yeah.
That's not
yeah.
where I was going with that.
What
okay.
were you thinking?
I hate my life. That's like, I thought you were going to...
Or I might, one Friday night, I look down at pizza on the table and I realize I'm alone.
Time to blow my brains out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
No, I don't want to make a mess. Yeah, I do.
You do something decent.
Yeah,
don't
make a mess. Yeah. You got to leave an impact, you know? Just think more of like a bomb.
A bomb?
But not hurt anyone else.
Yeah, hurt him. What are you going to do? Jump in the ocean wearing a bomb?
Honestly.
Become like
Yeah, fuck those
shark
fish.
Chum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
you hate the environment.
I love
you?
The environment.
You hate it.
I just...
You rub up on the trees.
In a gentle way. I love trees. You don't like trees?
Your dirty little hands.
Yeah.
Got your paws up in here. That's fine.
That's true. Well, I won't be touching food on your plate then. If with my dirty hands. Okay.
Sorry.
So you said that you grilled me on one kid.
No, I'm just asking.
Oh, okay. Right.
Like you have such a...
We're doing good. Do you know what you want, or do you want more time?
No, I can order really fast. I'll figure it out. Yeah.
If you're ready, you good?
If you're ready, then I'm ready.
We're out here. Let's do this, lady.
No, you should order first. I don't want to
okay.
copy you, but I might.
Can I get the huevos rancheros, please?
Over easy, over
what's going to be the best yoke action?
Over easy.
Let's go over easy, please. Thank you.
And can I do the All-American, please?
Yeah, how do you want your
egg? I'll do mine over easy as well.
Bacon or sausage?
I'll do bacon.
And then would you want a pancake or French toast?
A pancake?
Oh.
Will you eat some of that?
I will eat some of
that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
But I'll wash my hands first. So I don't want to dirty
your pancake. Well, you went to the bathroom before this, so I'm assuming you washed.
I did wash my hands. You have to.
You have to.
Listen, all right. This is going to sound controversial.
Oh, boy.
If I go pee inside of my own house that I have cleaned. Wait, just let me say it. That I have cleaned.
Sure.
Like, I don't necessarily have to, like, wash my hands.
You do.
Let me finish. If I go pee in a scary bathroom, you don't know, last time it's been washing, who else has peed in there? A lot of people have peed in there. The only people peeing in my house is me. It's not, I'm not peeing through my fingers. I'm not.
You're still touching your doodad.
Yeah, but think of how clean that is.
Is it?
Do you know how much concentration men put on their doodad in the shower with cleanliness?
But it's still.
I almost spend too much time cleaning it.
Just seasoning everything in your life with your wiener?
Yeah.
Like,
ugh. Yeah. Have you ever seen a guy pee before?
No, I have. Yeah, I know how it works.
I'm not talking about your Pornhub history.
No.
Men peeing. Whatever. I'm not kink shaming you. Anyways, it's like possibly one of the cleanest parts on the male body, to be honest with you. And you're not getting a full grip on it. It's just like a light touch. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like you're just hanging it out to dry. I have a little clip. Would that, if I had a little clip, would that be better?
No, I don't know. It's not, just wash your hands. That's all.
I do wash my hands.
No, kind of sounds like you don't.
You always wash your hands after you go poop. Always. No matter where you are.
Yes,
that's
100%.
But if you're in your house and it's just a quick pee, who cares?
Anyone else who's been in your house? You touch anyone's face? You touch people. You're a trainer.
And not you're in just my like. House. Well, I wash my hands before. And I don't really, I also don't touch my clients very often unless I absolutely have to.
No, you don't stretch them out?
No, they're adults. They can stretch their own selves.
That's what, like, if you're a personal trainer, I thought that's what people pay for.
No, that's what people think. That's what people think. I'm not over there, like, cranking their leg behind their head.
Why
you know?
Not?
Because I'm showing them how to stretch.
Okay. I'm still not over the you don't wash your hands thing, but I'm just
How about this? I wash my hands every other time I go pee.
It's like not great. It's fine. We'll work on it. Is our first fight?
This is our first fight, and you're losing because
No, I can guarantee everyone is going to be put off by the fact that you handle your stuff and then you don't wash your hands.
But it's clean.
It's not the same.
I'm not
it's
like
the fact that it's a wiener though.
Yeah, but it's clean. It's out. It's excess.
That's
skin.
Like saying it's like a clean turd. Like that doesn't.
How dirty is my finger right now?
I don't know. It's probably.
It's the same thing. Now, think about this. Put it this way. My hands are dirtier than the thing that was cleaned and tucked into my underwear and stays in there until it's time for action where it pees and it goes back into the thing. If anything, I shouldn't wash my hands. I should be washing my wiener because my dirty hands touched it.
Well, technically, you are supposed to wash your hands before you use the bathroom and then afterwards, too. But
before
nobody does
you
that.
Use the bathroom?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're handling, like, precious cargo.
Maybe for you, because yours is internal. But
is
mine's
yours
a...
not? I mean, I'm not digging in.
I hope not. You're doing it wrong. Yeah. Okay, agree to disagree, but I think I made some solid points here.
How did we go from me asking you how many kids do you want?
To whether or not I wash my hands? Because you made fun of me touching plants.
Okay, whatever.
Anyways. I would like a kid.
Okay.
And here's why.
Okay.
I think to be great at anything in life, you have to give it your all.
Yeah.
And I really think that being a parent, your only job is to create a fully formed, emotionally secure, functioning person that's going to have to live and possibly cause harm to other people if you don't do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be able to give all of my attention to that one thing. If you have two things, one of them is going to suffer. One of them is going to, you're going to like one more. Like you.
That's a thing, right?
For sure.
Yeah. I constantly ask my parent friend, like, which one's your favorite?
Yeah. They do.
The ones
one.
Who don't answer are like.
That's what I'm saying.
Be fucking for real. Yeah.
Like, and do you have to have two kids? No.
They're expensive.
Right. And that's another thing financially. Like, I want to, if our kid needs braces, it's going to get braces. If it wants to go to prom, I think it should be able to experience that. If it, we should be able to do family vacations. We should be able to have nice Christmases. I don't want to, yes, you can have a loving, you can form a very loving, fully formed, awesome person with no money at all. People do it all the time.
Like, I grew up like that, and I wouldn't want that for her.
Right.
My future kids.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want, and I didn't grow up that way. And I want to be able to give my kid what I got. Cause I was like so thankful and it was such an awesome childhood. I'm like, why would I?
Do you have siblings?
No.
Oh, wow.
Well,
what do you mean?
I didn't grow up with siblings.
Okay.
I was the only child until I was about like 24. And then
oh.
My mom had three other kids.
Oh my God.
I know. So technically, yeah. I mean, like my formative years were, it was just me.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I loved. People think only children are wild.
I think we're okay. I'm also an only child.
See?
Yeah.
Look at
we're
us.
All right.
So you want more than one kid being an only child?
Well, no, I didn't say that. I feel like you can have zero, you can have one, or you can have three.
Can I have two?
No, because if they don't like each other, then that's hard.
Yeah, but if you have three and two of them don't like each other, they're always going to hang out with the third one, and that one's always going to be ostracized. That sucks.
Whatever.
Oh, okay. We love trauma.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
One's reasonable.
Yeah, and think about, like, my contribution to a kid is, like, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Three, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is it important to you to have, like, biological children?
I think my pride says yeah, but if like you can't have it, like who knows? I could be sterile. You know how many years I spent with a laptop on my lap? I'd be radioactive in here.
I guess I ask that because I have like dated people where it's kind of the deal breaker. Like endometrium, ovarian cancer, like runs in my family.
Yeah, yeah.
And it hits like mid-30s.
Sure.
So I very much feel like.
Yeah.
I'm approaching a deadline that will
sure.
either leave me dead or unable to have children of my own. So it's very heavy. I'm so sorry.
What would you like at your funeral? Speaking of being dead.
Ooh, okay. I actually think about this a lot. I would
yeah.
like to do one of those like funerals where I'm still alive for it, but everyone acts like I'm dead so I can enjoy all the speeches.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I would be a very fun dying person.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What about your funeral?
I want to be cremated.
Okay.
But I want a casket funeral too. I want an empty casket just for the optics. I want people to be around and I want them to be lowering a casket into the ground. And I can't decide if I want Enter Sandman to play
Ooh.
Or Run In With the Devil.
Ooh.
From Van Halen,
yeah.
which I think would be hilarious. And then when my casket gets into the ground, I want fireworks to go off.
Wow.
Or flames.
Okay.
Super metal. I want a metal funeral.
Okay.
That. Or I think it would be really funny, and it would probably be very traumatizing to my family, but it would be funny, is on like a cliff, somewhere, they light my body on fire and they catapult it into the ocean.
That's very Viking of you.
Yeah, but just imagine a flailing, burning body
really
shooting.
Funny,
it'd
yeah.
be pretty funny. That's about it. Easy,
okay.
right?
Yeah, doable.
But going back to the kin thing and you possibly not being able to have those. Ooh!
Wow.
That's me. Thank you. Look at those.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. Appreciate you.
Wow.
Cheers.
Look at us.
Are you missing anything? You have anything?
No, everything is here.
Okay. You, as far as being able to have biological children, I would like to try, but if it doesn't work, then...
Sorry, you can try.
Yeah. I'd like to try, but if it doesn't work, like, well, I'm not going to, like, kick you to the curb because your
I
body,
mean, like,
you know...
You say that as if that sounds so ridiculous, and yet...
Yeah.
To some men, it's a huge deal breaker.
Yeah, sure. But I think... But we can still... There's ways to have children... inside of another person's body.
That is so expensive. We're talking about how expensive a single kid is to grow it
yeah.
somewhere else, and then to it's a lot.
Well, you're the one who wants to make $1 million a year.
I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do my best.
You can adopt a kid, and then if you can't, and maybe a kid's not in the cards, I think your relationship with the person you decide to spend the rest of your life with
mm-hmm.
is more important than a kid anyways.
I agree.
Because you would only have the kid if you have this person. Mm-hmm. So if you can't have a kid, you still have this person. So why would you get rid of the person? Right?
Yeah, I know. It tracks for me. I'm very open to the different paths like my future can take.
Yeah.
But in not like a messy, I don't know what I want. It's just life is so long and weird. Like you have to be open to it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we eat?
Oh, yeah. First off, tell me about this egg porn that we're going to do here, or yolk porn. Wait, so how do you, so what constitutes the perfect yolk?
Honestly, a poached egg is usually best.
Okay.
Because you have like that membrane.
Oh.
And it like, it just like has more of a pop to it.
Okay, so we like the pop.
We love the pop.
Do you like pimple popping videos?
No.
Sorry.
No.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, eggs, they're just...
You just like to watch things come out. That's why I asked about the pimple popping thing.
Thought you were going to say something else. That's okay.
Okay.
No, it's nice when it like has something to like seep into afterwards as well. Let's see.
Naturally.
Yeah. So it's like kind of like running from the bottom. So I think it might have popped already. So this one's gonna be a little like. Ooh.
Oh yeah, that's a nice yellow.
It's nice, right?
Okay. How do you get it to pop out though?
It usually has to be.
Do you want me to squeeze it from the bottom and you can poke it and it'll shoot?
With your wiener hands? Yeah. No.
I washed them.
I'm sorry. I said I was going to drop it. And here
you know
I
what?
Am.
I'm never living this down.
Never.
Oh, that's
it's
a
nice,
good. That's
right?
a good. I see. I get it.
You get it.
Oh, and it's warm and thick. This is not safe for kids.
No. But yeah. Usually it's more fun when you make a noise with it, but then it's very disappointing when like it's not a good egg and you've like
made the noise. What's the noise? Do you do like a laser noise? Like a bing or a pew?
That's the noise you would make?
Yeah, I would.
It's more of just like an aroused, like, you know.
You don't make laser noises when you're aroused?
No.
This is like, never gonna work.
Good to know.
Oh, what about that?
That's nice. See, and I love like the color contrast. It's nice. It's a good one.
Do you want some of my avocado?
No, thank you.
Okay, great, because I was hoping you were going to say no, because I want it all for myself.
Okay. This is, like, actually very soupy. I thought this came with bread. I feel like I have to put my hair up to eat.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do you have a hair tie?
I do.
Look at you prepared. Were you a Girl Scout?
No, I just... I've had hair for a really long time.
Right. Yeah. And how long? My whole life? What was the shortest your hair has ever been?
Oh my god, I was like 8 and my grandma took me in to get a haircut and they were cutting my hair away from the mirror. Like I was like...
Why would they do that?
I don't know, but then she took the bzzz, and then they turned me around and my hair was like up to here. I got like the classic like Asian girl like bowl cut.
Oh, cute.
And then my grandma had the audacity to be like, we can see too much of your face now. Why is this the loudest phone?
That was
so loud.
My ears ring.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Is it amplified because we're in the corner or something?
I don't know.
Oh, using that as a mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really smart.
Girl things, you know.
I know.
Let's hope it doesn't look stupid.
Effortlessly stylish.
Okay.
What would
that.
You call that? Effortless chic?
Sure. Go. Does it look? It'll do.
It looks great.
It'll do. Thank you. Now you can really see what
now
I look
see
like.
You. Now I can see you. And check, please. No, just kidding.
Oh my god.
Could you imagine? Okay.
I have to ask.
Yes.
How many dates have you been on since you've been single? Like, have you been busy? Has it been a priority?
Since I've been what?
Like single.
Oh, I feel like I could write a book.
Already?
I feel like I could be a dating coach. I've been on so many dates.
So many dates.
Mm-hmm. Where it got to a point where it was like, I was having like 4 weeks sometimes. I had 2 in a day sometimes.
2 in a day?
Yeah.
That's so slutty.
No.
That's too much.
No, it's not. These are just, they're just dates like getting to know somebody. They're just conversations. We're not like making out ferociously in
my
car.
Weird. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on.
Just kidding.
Oh, is that with egg mouth? With yolk mouth? That's what I want? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I do want to ask more about your dating experience, but
I also, more importantly, have to ask you. I know people will be like, if you both eat the same thing that smells or like tastes weird, it cancels out. It's like if we both have garlic breath, it's the same as neither of us having garlic breath. So it's okay if we kiss. Do you agree with that logic?
Is it meaning no?
No, okay, thank you.
It's just double garlic.
Thank you. Yeah.
The only way that logic would work is if I had garlic and you had like mint ice cream.
Why?
It would be a terrible conversation.
No, that works.
But at least you would be on the fresher side. How about this?
Okay.
We go out to eat.
Uh-huh.
And then if we decide that we want to smooch it up, let's go brush our fucking teeth. Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm a big toothbrusher.
That's good.
I know. I'll brush like after lunch sometimes.
Nice, nice.
Just, yeah.
So I may not wash my hands every time.
But you brush your teeth.
But I do brush my teeth. And floss my teeth.
Ooh.
And mouthwash.
Okay. Nice. I do too.
That's it. I don't think there's anything else you can do to your teeth.
I sleep with a night guard, so I don't grind them.
Uh-oh.
It's embarrassing.
I have a night guard.
Oh.
So I wear it.
Okay. Do you want to have a root canal someday?
I don't grind my teeth.
Why do you have a night guard?
Because I had lockjaw.
Oh.
But it was stress.
Okay.
But the dentist convinced me to get a $500 night guard.
Yeah, I have that too. This is, I don't normally eat my eggs with a spoon.
I was going to say, it's a very, I mean, hey, it honestly makes more sense if they're runny.
I thought I would have bread with this for some reason, and it would, like, take care of the eggs, but I don't. So.
Well, technically, the pancake
is
bread.
Do you like doing that?
What?
Like, the I don't know.
Mixing things together?
No. I guess, like, it makes me think of, like, a chocolate chip cookie, and it really pisses me off when there's, like,
oops. Sorry. Go ahead.
Like the flaky salt on top of like a chocolate chip cookie. I fucking hate that shit.
What?
Nothing makes me angrier. Was it too delicious that you had to like fuck it up?
You don't think the salt, but the salt is the contrast of the sweet.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm eating a chocolate chip cookie because I want something sweet.
This is, so far this date has been going really well. We've been very aligned on a lot of things, but we have now taken two hard right and left turns.
Okay.
Because I love a chocolate chip cookie with sea salt on it.
Oh, my God.
I love the saltiness contrast with the sweet.
I like it. I like sweet and salty, just not on a chocolate chip cookie.
What about a salted caramel?
I guess I don't eat a lot of that. But, like, not because I don't like it. It's just not in my life.
Well... When you make me cookies, could you please make some of them with a sprinkle of salt on top?
Maybe. Hard maybe. Let's talk about your dating history since...
Yeah.
I think that'll be more productive than arguing.
Jesus. Yeah.
Dessert.
All right.
Okay.
I went on a lot of dates.
Yes.
I met a lot of people.
Yes.
Which I think has been good. Mm-hmm. Because I've really even gotten clear on what I like and what I don't like.
Nice.
And I've gotten almost like a sixth sense on dates of... if this is something that's going to happen again, or if this person is like for me or not.
Uh-huh. You been on any bad dates?
No.
Really?
That's the thing. They're not bad. They're just not for me.
Okay.
Like it's never been like, oh my God, this person's heinous. Something like that. It's like, oh, we have really good conversation, but I don't feel like this is a person that I would want to continue seeing, or like we're, conversation was stale,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't mean that it's bad.
How do you end it? Do you shoot them a text afterwards?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I don't ever leave anyone hanging. I just let them, you know, appreciate them for their time, and
mm-hmm.
it's just not a match for me, and I wish them the best of luck, and
nice.
It's always been good. I've never had anyone be like, you're an asshole!
That you know of.
Not yet. Maybe this? The first one. But honestly, I don't, even though I've been on a lot of dates, I don't enjoy the process of this, because... if it doesn't work out, I don't like hurting people's feelings. And I know people get hopeful sometimes. But I have to remember, too, like, it's just the opposite for them as well. Like, I've been let down by some... there's this one. I thought it went well. I went on a date with this girl. She was very sweet, very awesome. But she... I usually, by the time I get home, I'll text and go, okay, that was really fun. Let's do this again. Or, like...
Mm-hmm.
But I got a text before I even got home. And she was like, yeah, I just don't think I'm the right woman for you. And I was like, wow. But thank you. But it was just really funny. That was my first.
Like so fast.
Yeah. Most of the time, that was my first rejection out of this whole phase.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is I just don't like the feeling of hurting people's feelings or letting them down. Like if I can tell someone's really into it and they're having a good time, I'm like, and I'm not, I just know I'm like,
ugh. I get that. Yeah. Yeah. It's really good.
Love.
Have the bacon.
A piece though.
Have the piece of bacon. Yes.
A piece of your piece.
Just, you can have the piece. You can have the.
You worked out today. You need the protein. Can I put my penis fingers on it?
I'll allow it. Are you sure?
Yes. Do you want some of my huevos rancheros?
No, too soupy. I might drip. Oh. And I'm scared of it. Mm.
Okay. Tell me about mom and dad.
Only mom. She raised me on her own. My dad is like, my biological father's never in the picture.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow, we have too much in common, maybe. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Are you my sister?
You're from Vegas. I think we're... That's actually a huge fear of mine.
Yeah.
Because I know I have half siblings.
Oh.
That are like kind of around my age.
It's us. It's me.
It's us.
That's why I brought you here. Mom, Dad, come out.
Yeah. You never lived in Chicago. Your parents aren't from Chicago.
Let me ask you this.
Okay. We don't look enough alike.
What if we kept going, right? And we like fell in love, madly in love. And you found out that I was your half brother. Are we calling it? Or are we just like, okay, we're here. What are we doing?
Maybe it makes me crazy, but I would do the latter. What? I wouldn't call it. I would continue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works for the Game of Thrones people.
There's actually a Lifetime movie specifically about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But our kids might not be the...
I don't think we're going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the price.
Would we go back home for Christmas and stuff like that? We'd probably be shunned, yeah? That's not our fault.
The thing is, if we found out, I don't think we could tell anybody. Mm. It has to be our little secret.
Like, look at Luke and Leia. They didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
They smooched.
Dude, and he was so jealous of her for so long.
I know.
Or jealous of Hans, I'm sorry. Right. But
chances are, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
So, yeah.
Nothing about me is Asian at all.
I'm half Portuguese.
That's cool.
Are you?
No.
No, okay.
My 23andMe is honestly, it's like 93% like Norway, Sweden, and Finland.
It's like really fancy white bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, no, it's just me and my mom. We are basically like the brown Gilmore Girls.
Cute.
But like also if the Gilmore Girls happened in real life, like we actually fought. We actually got fat and we were actually poor.
Nice.
Yeah, really glamorous. I don't know. We're close. It's been really interesting. So my mom, this is her first time going through life as well. And I think I have to remember that to give her some grace. She devoted so much of her early years. She had me when she was like 22, 21, 22.
So did my mom.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Okay.
And so now that I'm out of the nest and she doesn't really have to worry about me as much, she's finally getting that time to like focus on herself and like have fun. And like, I don't know, like, do I sometimes think it's cringy that like my mom will like want to get like plastered or something? But at the same time, like, when was she supposed to do that?
Right.
She had a kid.
To get your
ass. I know.
You know how annoying you were?
I know.
She just want to go put on a little skirt and party around. She's got to. Take care of you.
I know.
Shitting and crying.
It happens, yeah. Sorry.
Or put you in the closet, you know, with a bowl of water. Go out. A
bowl of water.
Well, you're thirsty.
Yeah, that's very nice.
What's it do with cats? What's the difference? Maybe I shouldn't have a kid.
Maybe like a water bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
At least.
Okay.
A bowl is like very primitive.
Where? Like one of those gerbil bottles? Like...
That? Yeah. I would fuck with that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's illegal. That sounds very illegal. But you honestly, think about, when, like, think of some of the stuff how you were raised.
Oh my
right?
God.
And you're like, whoa, I can't believe my mom like thought that was a good idea to do.
I have this. Okay, have you seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
What a segue. Yeah.
Sorry. Leatherface, he didn't know it wasn't normal to eat people.
Right.
He just didn't know. And so I have like Leatherface theory where it's like, there are things that like maybe families will do that you don't know isn't normal just because it isn't talked about and you just assume every other family does it, but
right.
They really don't.
Right, right.
Yeah. And so I'm constantly wondering, like, what is, like, the Leatherface?
What's your Leatherface?
Family? Yeah.
Do you not know?
I
would love to know. We start a family. It's like every Friday we hang upside down for 4 hours. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Yeah.
Nothing I can think of.
Okay, cool.
But it's like I'm constantly reflecting upon it. Every time I talk to my mom, I'm like, is this normal? Oh, no, actually. She didn't make me do it all the time.
Okay.
It was more than once.
I cannot wait to see where this goes.
We would go and watch a really scary movie.
Uh-huh.
Like movie theater.
Uh-huh.
And my mom would be afraid to return to, like, this dark, empty house. And she would make me, like, check the basement.
You go.
With, like, a steak knife.
So she sends her child, like a canary in a coal mine.
Yeah.
What if you never came back?
That's it, yeah.
So she just starts over?
I guess so.
Honestly, not
she was
a bad
young
plan.
Enough.
Yeah, she totally could have.
Yeah. But I think it happened more than once, which made it not common practice, but, you know.
So that means, scenario, we're asleep, the alarm goes off.
Okay.
Are you going to be right by me with a steak knife as we case the house and make sure?
Unfortunately, probably.
Hell yeah. So I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
It's like very white people to like not just leave. Like we're going to go check the house. Like just leave.
No, not if someone's in our house.
Just leave.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
But what if they, but we're upstairs, they're downstairs. How do you leave? Are you jumping out a window?
No, I think you can like very efficiently get into your vehicle and leave.
No.
If someone is breaking into your house, they probably just want your shit. They don't want you. So just leave.
You don't know that though.
So I am very handsome. They would want me. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So you're going to, you have to defend your castle. Let's do it.
Really?
Yeah, let's
you're
go.
You're so excited to murder, aren't you? Because this came up last time too.
Listen, I don't want to, you don't know what they're there for. What if they're there to hurt like our kid or something?
Okay. Just leave. We just leave. This is very drippy.
This is... You can leave. How about that? You take the kid. You start the car. I'm going to freaking...
That's fine. I thought that in this scenario, it was just the two of us in the house. And that's why I was like, yes, I would have your back.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's good. Can you climb a rope?
I think I can. I haven't tried in a really long time, but I've gotten much stronger since the last time I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you start a fire?
That I can't do.
What if I gave you a lighter and gas?
Absolutely. Okay. Okay, absolutely. Go. Okay.
I'm just trying to see how survivable you are, you know?
Are you an outside boy?
I love outsides.
Are you like, I have to put you outside for like a week or two every year and you gotta go?
No. Do I like to camp?
I don't know, whatever the outside boys do.
I like to go on hikes.
Jesus, I am like getting yoked every
day. Yeah, thanks. This is your thing. I'm just witnessing. No, I like nature.
Yeah.
Are you a, could you go camping?
I've been camping. I'd rather be in a cabin.
Sure. Who wouldn't? Mm-hmm. But would you go camping like in a tent? Have you ever been camping in a tent?
I have.
Like on the ground camping? Campfire?
Yeah.
Hose shower?
Yeah.
You didn't enjoy that?
No. I think it was fine.
What if it's a really nice like blow up mattress with cozy comfort.
Maybe.
Covers.
I just like being able to like wash myself properly.
It's like a whore's bath.
A what bath?
A whore's bath? That's what they call it.
How dare you say that to me? Just call it as if I'm not already familiar with it.
Listen, I'm just calling it as I see it, you know?
Sure.
No, you just wash the folds. Anything that folds.
Ew, stop. What? Yes, they do fold.
Right. That's it. That's all you need.
It doesn't feel the same.
It doesn't feel the same, but it's still clean.
It's not. Sometimes clean is like a state of mind, though.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to talk about.
You are not circling back to this.
Yes.
You are not.
It's a state of mind. That's good. So we're not camping.
I will do it.
You just want to enjoy it.
I didn't say that.
What if I bring you enough cleaning supplies so you're clean?
Maybe.
What if I spray you down?
Okay, if we are camping, we're having sex maybe the first night, but after that, like, it's over. We're not, like, I can't, it's like, it's too gross after that.
What if we saved it for the last night?
Disgusting. We're really seasoned?
Yeah.
No.
You're the one talking about flavor earlier, you know, so.
Whatever.
That's fine. Well, how many nights do you think about staying out there? I'm not trying to live out there.
Well, that's why I'm just like trying to get a feel for how much of an outside boy you are. Oh my God.
I like it.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna like. I don't want to get like a van and travel around.
Thank God.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Are we splitting these?
Yeah.
I'm sliding get in there. Also, I'm using every single set of silverware.
Do I need to go get you some more silverware
no,
as well?
I'm so good. I'm so good.
Like a table knife?
No, I have.
Okay.
Is it okay if I pour it all on?
Good question. With syrup, absolutely. Ketchup, absolutely okay. Not.
See, I listen.
Uh-huh. Great coverage.
Try, it's hard. Sorry, I'm not waiting for you.
Don't. I'm coming in.
All right.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do not.
Neither do I.
Oh, no. Wow. Why not?
So my dad is of the generation that only criminals and like sailors have tattoos, you know?
Yeah.
And so I used to talk about getting him. He's like, you can go get a tattoo when you're 18, but you're cut off. And I was like, do I want support from my parents into my teenage years? Or do I want to, cause I was going to move to Nashville to do the band thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I could really focus on music and not have to get a job right away. Or he had a bunch of tattoos. I think I'll just not get tattoos. And then time passed and you get older and then you just still don't have them. And then now I can't think of a single thing that I would want on my body for the rest of my life.
You said you wanted Enter Sandman lyrics on you.
Except for that.
A cute little chord progression on your, yeah, that would be fun. Yeah.
I'm not going to do that though.
All right.
Maybe when I'm like 80.
So you know how it'll sit.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Like, it's not, I'm not going to get droopier. Okay, what would you say is like the most quirky / embarrassing thing about you that you wouldn't show me for a long time
into
our relationship?
So here's the thing. I'm pretty open.
Uh-huh.
It's something that, like, I get really, like, finicky about my car.
Okay.
It's too big. It's too loud. I didn't want that car when I went to go buy it. I wanted a RAV4.
Why did you get that?
Because I hustled the fuck out of the salesman and, like, got it down to, like, a really good price. And I was like, fuck, I have to buy it.
But you don't like the car.
It's not that I don't like it. It's my little Barbie mobile.
It's cute. So what do you say you're finicky about your car? Am I not allowed to drive it or look at it?
No,
or
I just like, don't look at me in it.
Okay.
It's really hard to keep clean because it's, like, so small in there, and like my dog will be in there sometimes. It's just like random tufts of like dog hair in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I try really hard. I do my boy chores. I clean my car.
Boy chores.
Yeah. And yet, regardless, there's still like some hair in it. I get really nervous when people watch me drive. It's bad.
So.
Oh my God.
If we drive together in the car, I have to stare straight ahead and/or wear a blindfold.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll drive.
Thank you.
First off, this might be a controversial thing, but
mm-hmm.
I don't like, let me preface this by saying I believe women are wonderful.
Oh my God.
I believe that they can do everything that a man can do and a lot of things better.
Sure.
I believe in equality, but there's just something
yep.
about when I'm driving and I see a woman driving and there's a man in the passenger seat, I don't like it.
Oh.
I feel bad for him.
Okay.
I feel like, hey man, what are you doing? I like to drive.
Yeah.
I like to be the one in control of the car.
Mm.
And I think it looks right if a man is driving and
well,
a woman is
driving.
Maybe
boy just has a DUI. His license is suspended. That's
well, then
why.
She should dump his ass because he's a loser. Anyways, so I'll drive. I like to drive.
Okay.
And I don't like being driven.
Okay.
I feel like a. I feel
you
so
don't like feeling like this?
No,
too?
No. Uh-uh.
It's such a treat. I'm always the one driving. My best friend doesn't have a license because she's from Canada.
Mm.
And then my other like best friend tore her Achilles. She can't drive either. And I was like, come on, kids, let's go.
Wow. So if we go on a road trip, I would rather pull over and get a hotel because I'm too tired to drive than have you take
it. Oh, no, that's silly.
I'll freak out.
Why?
Because like I can't go to sleep because I'm scared that you're like, you need a booster seat to see while you drive.
In my little vroom-vroom car with my booster seat, I've driven L.A. to Dallas by myself.
That was irresponsible.
I have my dog with me. My
oh,
bodyguard.
Yeah, because they're really...
My bodyguard!
Okay. Tell me about your dating life. How's that been?
I basically had not been single from the age of like 16 until I was 28. I ended up getting into like a series of like long-term relationships. Yeah. Uh-huh. Fun fact, everyone I've ever dated, the next person they date, they marry. It's a very good luck check.
Should we date?
If you want, if you're trying to get married, if you're serious about your 10-year plan.
You market yourself that way.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, so I wasn't like really single until like a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad to be like wading into the dating pool as like a fully formed prefrontal cortex.
How's it feel?
It's fine. I can laugh at a lot. Like, I don't think I've only maybe really been hurt like once.
Yeah.
And then the rest is like, not that I'm like going through it, like not attached, but again, I can't make somebody feel a certain way, and I shouldn't feel guilty if I don't feel a certain way about somebody.
No.
So.
No, that's hard.
It's been good. I've got like some really cute and fun horror stories. I like to tell that story.
Why don't we talk about those?
You want? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you're single, but feeling fully formed frontal cortex wise going into this. Are you have like a timeline for yourself, or are you just kind of like out there experiencing it, like whatever comes?
Pretty much.
Correct.
Yeah, again, like I think that people make really bad decisions under pressure.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, someone I would maybe marry. I don't want to waste a second of my time with somebody I don't want to be with.
Sure.
It's kind of how it 100%.
So. Did you do that in the past?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Whew. Yeah. Like years? Yeah. Yeah. I've done that before.
Yeah. It's hard.
I've technically been from relationship to relationship as well.
Yeah.
But not like on purpose. It just happened that like a relationship would end, and then a couple weeks or months later, someone else would just be in my life or in my my atmosphere that was like great. And then we'd start hanging out, and all of a sudden I'd be like, whoa, it's been 3 years.
You know? Same. Yeah, 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 yeah. I get that.
So this is the first time like I've been like single too. Yeah, it's interesting. It feels weird. It feels weird because I'm trying to live in the moment too and be open to whatever comes, but I also am such a planner.
Yeah.
And I'm also 40. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be like, it's different when you're in your 20s. You're like, it's fine, I have time. But it's like, I want to be a dad, and I don't want to be an old dad.
Sure.
And I want to experience life with the person, whatever life I have left. Mm-hmm. And the sooner I can meet that person and experience that person.
Sorry, it's my dog.
Oh, it's good. But, the more time we'll have.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like, I don't want to meet somebody when I'm 60 and be like, cool, we got 25 years left. You know?
Yeah.
So it's weird. I'm on this weird fence of like, I'm being really intentional, and I'm trying to control everything, but there is no control in this, and I'm trying to just live in the moment too. It's like, yes.
Ugh.
That's what keeps me awake at night.
Nice. There are worse things that could keep you awake at night though.
Yeah.
Like, this is important. I hate it when people are like, love finds you when you're not looking for it. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to play an active role in something so fucking important.
I know,
I'm
I know.
Just supposed to, like, fuck off.
Yeah, you're like, I'm supposed to go
hate
places.
That shit. I know. Yeah.
I know. Like, you have to be active. You have to at least, like, go out in public and talk to people. And if you think someone's cute, you should start a conversation with them.
Oh, I would never, but I understand.
You would never start
saying
a conversation with someone who's cute?
No, I'm so shy.
But how do you meet anyone? They have to talk to you.
I bat my eyelashes at them three times.
Yeah.
And if they don't get the hint, then I'm fucking moving on.
All right, what about at the gym? Do you have any gym crushes that you're like, God, I wish they would like come over and talk to me? I see them all the time. I'm popping my booty out on these RDLs.
So we have, our gym is like, since it's like a CrossFit gym, it's
right.
a very small
it's a community.
Community.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you don't want to shit in the pool.
I did it once.
Oh, oops. How'd that go? Not great?
It was not great.
All
Can
right.
I tell you something I haven't told anybody before?
Yeah.
I faked it because I was ready to go home. It was really late at night.
Whoa.
I know.
You wouldn't have just stayed for the final
for
finale?
Me, it wasn't going to happen for me. So I was like, that's so good. You did it.
Wow. he could probably could tell.
No, I couldn't tell.
That's terrible. And now that's out here, and now I can't unknow that. So like, how am I supposed to believe you?
I don't know. I keep coming. I don't know. This is like too much information.
Go for it.
If I can finish from somebody's mouth. It's rare. It'll feel good, but like I can't get there. It'll be eating out of the palm of your hand. I will be so much nicer.
Like, is that that's the hack?
That's like, yeah. Like a little puppy following you around.
Just because of that?
Yeah, but it's hard.
But what if it's the other way? What if it's with normal penetration?
That's like fine.
You're not eating out of the palm of the hand with that?
No.
Oh, it has to be?
Yeah. If you're in it to win it, yeah. You deserve a prize, and that is my undying loyalty.
Is that not a thing that has occurred in your life?
Not often.
Is it because you haven't felt close enough to this person? Or they haven't tried to know how to do that?
It could be both. I will say, like, unfortunately, I need, like, mentally to be, like, stimulated as well. I need to, like, not think you're stupid.
Yep.
You have to, like, try to, like, bed me. Like, I have to feel seduced to really, yeah.
You have to feel desired.
Yeah, exactly.
More. And you have to feel comfortable enough that you're not in your head about, like, oh, God, what is this like? What is he thinking about my body?
Yeah.
All that stuff, yeah. Women are so different than men. It's crazy.
I know. Well, I mean,
it's like defusing a bomb. And every bomb is different.
Yeah.
But that's good that you know that about yourself.
Yeah.
So that's the secret, huh? Just one and done, and then
some consistency.
You're like a duckling, just following me around?
Yeah.
Hey, I have to go to work. You need to go home.
Oh, man.
Oh. You can stay here. Yeah.
So, like, I'm somebody who's, like, really prone to forbidden crushes.
Yeah.
Currently.
Okay.
Like, I know.
Okay.
But for me, it's more just, like, what is it about this person that I value and, like, I need to seek out in, like, people I'm dating.
Okay.
It is not exposing myself. That's not what the draw is there.
Well, you can definitely say that you've been past first base with us.
Oh, my God. Huh? It's, like, it makes me feel very safe.
I hope so.
No. It's like I've had like other doctors, even like female doctors that I don't feel as comfortable with. Yeah, he's like just very nice. He's funny.
You should just put your phone number up in there and you can fish it out and be like,
do you know how many people have said that to me?
Yeah. You're like, what's that? Oh.
No. Yeah, he's a good dude.
So you're gonna ask him out?
No. I really value the care that
Well, he can
I get
care for you.
No, he can't.
He can give you a checkup at home.
No.
Hey, girl, let's see how the cervix is going.
No. But yeah. Again, I think forbidden crushes, like, teach us so much about ourselves.
So what is it that you're learning?
I need...
Stirrups?
You motherfucker.
Sorry.
No, I don't want to talk to you.
Okay, no, go ahead. You need...
I have a hard time, like, feeling vulnerable. I, like, can be very combative about it.
Okay.
I use like a sense of humor or just like being a bully to like deflect, but I can be like scared with him.
Yeah, right.
Like just worried about like health concerns and like I don't have to feel stupid asking questions.
Sure.
It's very, he gets a raw version of who I am. And like, I want somebody who makes me feel safe like that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want to try to find that in a partner.
Absolutely.
That's not a medical relationship.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
Okay, thank you.
Now, I don't know how to give a pap smear, but I could learn. And I do look great in a lab coat.
Not necessary. So not necessary.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I had a guy and I'd be like, I have a mirror here. Do you want to see your cervix? And like, I would die. I would pass out if I looked at my own living,
You're not curious
breathing
what it looks
cervix.
Like?
No. I don't know. It's like somebody else's, I don't care. But like my own.
Okay.
Looking into your guts.
It's cool.
Ooh.
I would love to see that.
Okay. Well, that's,
I don't have anything that I can look at like that, but.
Keep your colonoscopy pictures.
Oh, yeah. I'll ask.
They definitely let you keep them.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I'll make that my profile on all my social media.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you need to feel safe.
Yeah.
And secure.
Whatever.
And seen.
I know.
And loved.
I know.
And heard. And oh, that's a good question.
Okay.
What makes you feel loved and seen and safe in a relationship? What do you need?
I think really intentional time spent together. I think it's really easy to fall into these patterns of like we're next to each other but both on our phones. That's not like spending time together though.
Yeah, no.
Like
engaging.
Yeah, I think.
Like maybe in a camping scenario.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. In the woods.
I went camping on a beach one time and it was terrible. So I can't help but feel like solid ground, maybe it would be better, but I'm not like dying to do it.
Okay. So engaging?
Engaging. People are like, you can't expect someone to know when you're upset. Yeah. But I'm like, you can.
If they know you,
if they know you, there's like an emotional intelligence and being clued into each other. I think that says so much. If you're not like reading each other's patterns, like you're not
paying attention.
Yeah.
Or you have like a really low emotional IQ.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that that's very necessary. And a lot of men don't have that. Also, I need someone who's like good to argue with. Like it can be healthy and safe. Because I do feel like arguments are good for a relationship.
Like when we've had like four.
We argued wash about your this. Fucking hands.
Yeah, you wash my hands, and I won that, and that's fine.
You didn't win. The salt on the cookies. You did not win that.
Ketchup on the fries.
I was on the same page as you.
But we talked. Oh no, sorry. In-N-Out fries.
Oh, those are trash. Trash.
So those three arguments. And those are big deals.
Those are really productive. You feel like we grew from that. Yeah.
Well, this is what I think we learned from that.
Okay.
I think you learned that I'm a worthy adversary and that I'm going to bring logic that you can't get past. And that's going to be, it's going to be hard for you, but you're going to learn and you're going to grow from that. And you're going to realize, you know what? Maybe I should listen to what Kyle has to say a little more and be a little more open-minded.
What does Kyle get from me if I'm just his doting student?
The chance to express myself because we learn when we teach, you know?
Oh my, so I can't fucking stand you.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So I appreciate your contributions.
Is it time? Okay.
Can you? Oh, my meter just went off. We're done. We're just now. We're now. We're just.
Oh, Rancher did. Okay. Oh, checking everything.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. Can we shake hands one more time?
Yeah. Should we do a different one? So we've done this one.
Yeah.
Let's make up one.
What are you coming at
me
with?
The V. You go
I'm
like
not
this.
Gonna scissor your hand.
Why not? Those nails are crazy.